this would be almost paradise in which to live. Jeremiah 31, 13. And I want to try the Message Bible. The operator is getting used to the whole system. He's the first time he's doing this. But let's give him a push. You got it, son? Go live. Now click on live. There you go. It's getting there. Listen to these words. Young women will dance and be happy. Young men and old men will join in. Join in what? On the happiness. It is sad to see that the Church of the Living God is goofing up. Bunch of sad people in the church. Shame on us. Young woman or women will dance and be happy. Young man and old man will join in, because I will convert their weeping into laughter, lavishing comfort, invading their grief with joy. Reach out to somebody and say, God wants you to be happy. Goodness gracious. Reach out to somebody and say, God wants you to be happy. My Lord, that's better. God wants you and I to be happy. Are we together here? God wants you and I to be happy. How long are you going to be dragging this thing? Not too long. I got to make a point. Did you remember that when you were growing up, mom and daddy told you, don't do certain things? And when you did, you had to run seeking for a hiding place and end up getting beat up? Because mother said, don't do it. Isn't that right? And you did. And you knew that you were in trouble. Sometimes, the Word of God tells us not to do certain things. And we, many, many, many times, have that kind of reaction. We are in trouble because we did what we're not supposed to. And unfortunately, many people out there has grown with that thought that because I did something wrong, hell will break loose. Don't get me wrong. Every wrong deed has its punishment. But you know what? God is not out there hunting you down to beat you up because you made a mistake. As long as you come to God and sincerely repent and ask for forgiveness. Now, it is natural that we would go through troubles in life. Jesus said, in this world, you shall have troubles. You shall have affliction. But be of good courage, I overcame the world. So troubles are a part, or afflictions are a part of our life on planet Earth. Today I want to give you a few scriptures to help you in times of trouble. For some odd reason, I have this thing for quite a while under my notes. Never used it. I never know when I would use it. And tonight I couldn't take my eyes out of this scriptures that I'm going to give you tonight. I want you to know tonight, folks, that no matter how troublesome the situation may be in your life or my life, God is not out there hunting you down to shoot you in the head. God is a loving God that wants you to know that when troubles come in life, many times they are a part of life because it will help you to grow. You will never appreciate a smile if you have never cried. Are we together so far? You will never appreciate health if you've never been sick. You will never appreciate a comfort of a nice mattress if you have never slept on one. You'll never enjoy a steak as I do if you have always eaten chicken. So what you're saying, preacher, many times, God, we allow certain things to come into our lives as a way to draw us near to Him. Now, by this, I don't mean that God is going to make you sick to get you close to Him, because this is not a Bible message. This is not on the Bible message. God loves you. God wants you to be happy, and that's the end of the story. And if you are afflicted at any point in life, God may allow affliction to come through your life because He's trying to say something to you, and you may have not heard what God is trying to say. Are we together yet? Glory to God. There's an anointing on the phone here. Glory to God. We bless your name, Lord. So, have you brought your Bibles? I want to start bringing you to the book of Psalms. Let's get Psalm 34. Start on verse 17. Psalms 34, 17. Son, give me the New King James Version, NKJV. Is anyone crying for help? If you are, what happened? Ready to rescue you. You're with me so far, right? Can you double click on NKJV? The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. When trouble comes up to you in life, doesn't necessarily mean it's because you're bad. That is maybe God's way to get to you, to get your attention. Are we together so far? I knew a beloved brother that we used to work together. He was upon me on the company. I was making $12 an hour as an assistant manager of a large store. And this beloved brother was making $22 an hour. And I did all the hard work. Well, this man is swimming on money compared to what I'm making. And every weekend, this fella would go out and party. I said, I thought you say you're a Christian. Yes, I am. What's wrong with partying? Nothing wrong. Before the next paycheck came, this man is borrowing money. You know what? It comes to a point that it gets old. Last time he went borrowing money around in the store, everybody said, no, we don't have it. And needless to say, the man was angry with a bunch of us. So he pulled me aside. Can you lend me some money? He said, nope. And then before he blew up on me, I called him aside and break time, we are talking. And I tried to show to the guy, listen, God has blessed you with a lot, but you have not been able to manage well what God has given to you. Well, that's none of your business. And it is, because now you're asking for money. Right. You want to borrow money, it became my business. I said, I'm not trying to manage your finances for you. What I'll tell you, dude, you better learn to appreciate what God is giving to you right now, or trouble is going to knock at the door. Needless to say, the man cast me out, and he left. A few weeks later, the FBI was at the store door. He's right now serving time, because money was disappearing from the coffers of the store. old parts would be brought in the early hour of the morning in exchange for new parts, which in turn were sold outside. When this man passed by, "I'm coming, I see all that commotion." He passes by, he looked at me, he said, "You were right." I told him, "God still loves you." Never to see this man again. There was a sad story because this man called himself a Christian, but yet he was not serving God. When you are not serving God, you better be ready for whatever is coming your way. But you know what? When we are in the presence of God on a daily basis and troubles knocks at the door, the Bible says that you can cry out to God and He will hear you. And the best of all, God will deliver you out of your trouble. Are we together here? Double click in the next verse, sir. Watch this. 18. The Lord is near to those who have
broken heart.
And save. Bible-believing people, Bible-fearing people, no, God-fearing people, will have a privilege to have always the Lord near to them. They will always have the joy to be delivered by God. Those folks that have a contrite spirit, a broken spirit, somebody that is seeking God on a daily basis. Now watch verse 19. Watch this. Many are of the righteous. But guess what? He didn't leave one. Many are the afflictions, the troubles of the unrighteous. But you know what? God will deliver us from all of them. You know, folks, it pays to serve God. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays to be in the presence of God. It pays to fear Him. God will deliver righteous people every single time that they cry to Him. Amen? I'll give you some example in the Bible. Jesus is all the way on the mountain. Say, "Boys, jump on the boat and cross over the lake. I'll meet you later." I can imagine what went through the mind of the disciples. What do you mean, "Go and I'll catch up with you later"? Is he going to hire a boat to take him out on the other side? I don't know. Come on, boys, let's move. And can you imagine the 12 disciples jump on a boat, Jesus is left behind, and say, "Go ahead, I'll meet you on the other side." How is he going to get there? Come on, man, come on. He said for us to go. And then they start swimming. I mean, swimming. They sailed across the lake. And that at some time in the morning hours, 3 o'clock in the morning, I believe it was a night, moonish night. Nice moonish night. They look from afar off and they see that vault on the top of the water. Y'all see what I'm talking about, right? It was like Jesus was dressed in white or cream color. And when they see that thing coming close to the boat, they all scramble and scream like girls. "Ah! It's a ghost!" Jesus says, "Hey, it is me. Relax." Peter says, "Lord, if that's you, command me to come." "Come." And Peter stepped out of the boat. Is that right? And the Bible said that Peter walked upon water. We're together so far, right? Well, Peter turned around and he's walking, looking at Jesus. "This is awesome!" Jesus walked a little faster. Then Peter looked, and the Bible says he started sinking. That was trouble. Trouble hit at the door. And what did he do? "Lord, help me!" And the Bible says that Jesus came, pick him up by the hand. "Oh, you of little faith." They both came inside the boat and they worshiped him. What you're saying, preacher? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And you know, when those afflictions come, maybe it's God's way trying to say, you know, I'm trying to get some time out of you, but you're so busy with your TV and whatever else, your internet and your iPhone. So I just got to back off a little bit and let trouble hit home so you can, Lord, yes, yes, I'm here. Are you with me here? And when that affliction hits, we can call upon God and God will deliver us. Now, this means that God is ready at all time to take care of his people. What about sickness? Does God use sickness to bring me close to him? Well, that's the Baptist doctrine. The biblical doctrine doesn't say that. Next verse, watch this. He guards some of his bones. How many are broken? In other words, God is not going to make you sick to get him, to get you close to him. Amen? He may even take away the protection from you and let somebody hit you right on the side of your car so that he can scare the life out of you and cause you to call upon God. I know a brother that he drives a cab, and one day he decided to play smart with Jesus. On that very night that he played smart with Jesus, guess what? A dump truck hit the back of his car that it shrunk. From black, he became white instantly, shaking like crazy. And what, you know what the first thing he did? Lord Jesus, have mercy. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver him from them all. And he goes on to say, he will guard your bones, and he will not allow that one of your bones be broken. Now, let's go a little bit further. Let's go to Psalms 37, 39. And brother, give me the NLT, please. Psalms 37, 39. These are help verses in times of trouble. Psalms 37, 39. Let's read it. The Lord
rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble.
Tell them it pays to be godly.
It pays to be godly.
He will always rescue you in time of trouble. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. You want to see how much nicer it gets? Let's jump a little bit further. Let's go to Nahum 1:7. Nahum 1:7. You know what? I think I want the Message Bible in that one. N-A-H-U-M, Nahum 1:7. We're going to start with the Message Bible on that one. Let's read it. God is good. A hiding place. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? God is good. A hiding place in tough times. Now rub somebody and say, you can always run to God in tough times. And I love, he says, he recognizes and welcomes how many people? Anyone looking for help. Now, the New Living Translation makes it interesting. Can you click on the NLT? Watch this. The Lord is good. A strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him. Are we together right now? So what you're trying to say, preacher, in times of trouble, you can call upon God. He will always be close to those who trust in him. Amen? Let's move a little faster. Let's go to Psalm 37, 23 and 24. Psalms 37, 23 and 24. Let's read it. The Lord directs of the God. He delights. Touch your neighbor and say, God delights in every detail of your life. Verse 24. Though they stumble, for the Lord. Tell your neighbor, God got you by the hand. Folks, it pays to serve God. It pays to call upon His name. It pays to be in His presence. You know, let's go to Psalm 32:7. Huh? On the same translation. Psalm 32:7. Watch this. Let's read it. For you are. You protect me. You surround me of victory. God is your refuge, you know. God is your hiding place. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the troubles that righteous people come through. But you know what? You can always run to God. You know, I was talking to somebody recently, another preacher. He's from Ohio. And he is from some Scandinavian, Slovak country, one of those countries, Slovakia or something over that side. And he was telling me that he was shocked when he first came to America that most of the church people, when they had a trouble, the very first thing they did was if they were sick. But actually, before they went to see the doc, they called their best friend. So what? Yeah. Every single person that I prayed for, I asked them, what did you do when you first discovered that? Oh, I called my girlfriend. And he said, why would the people do this? I don't know. You're doing this study. Tell me about it. He said, to this day, I can't understand. The idea behind the point is, if trouble shows up, the very first call you make is to heaven. And then you report to your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your friend, whatever. Or your spouse. Why would I do that? Because God is supposed to be our hiding place. When trouble comes, hide behind God. And watch and see what will happen. Amen? Let's go a little faster here. Let's go to, still in the book of Psalms, Psalm 71, verse 19 and 20. I want a Message Bible on this one here. She's declaring the glory of God. Let's read it. Your famous and righteous way, O God. God, you've done it all. Who is quite like you? You who made me stare trouble in the face, turn me around. Now let me look life in the face. I've been to the bottom. Bring me up. No matter how tough things are in life, you know, God has the power to turn things around and help you look at life in a positive way. Let's go to Psalm 42:11. Let's read it. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. Trouble hits, don't cry the blues. Put your trust in God. And soon you'll be praising again. Are we together here? Because God puts a smile on the face of those who cry or call upon him rather. Give me the New Living Translation, this one here. Why am I? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope and what you saying, preacher? Discouragement knocked at the door. What do? You put your hope in God. And then you praise his name. We all know this, preacher. Why don't tell the Holy Ghost? I wasn't planning to talk about this tonight. Somebody here needs to understand that if trouble is knocking at your door in the next couple days, don't get despaired. Don't go cuckoo. Put your trust in God. Put your hope in God. Let's move a little fast. Brother, can you please give me Psalms 73, 25 and 26? We're going to use the New Living Translation here. Psalm 73, 25 and 26. Let's read. Who have I in heaven but you? I desire you. Folks, when trouble hits at the door, what do? You don't call your girlfriend. You don't call the preacher either. Call the heavenly line first, because we desire him more than anything on earth. Amen. Amen? Listen to verse 26. Watch this. My health may fail, my spirit may grow weak, but God. Whatever the situation may be, whether it's a spiritual condition or a sickness, whatever, call upon God. It's the first call that you and I are supposed to make in times of trouble. Amen? Let's go to Psalms 31. 22 through 24. Let's read it. All right. In panic, I cried out, I am cut off from the Lord, but you, third graders, let's do it better than this. What's wrong with y'all? In panic, I cried out, I am cut off from the Lord, but you heard my cry for mercy and answered my call to help. What happened when you're in trouble? Call upon the Lord. What happens when you panic? Call upon the Lord. Watch your neighbor say, in panic time, cry out for God. Why should I do this? For a very simple reason. When you're in panic, usually you say dumb things. Why would you say, I'm cut off from God? You know, I'm cut off from the Lord. Because you're in panic. Yet God heard the cry for mercy and answered the call for help. Now look to watch the next verse. Love the Lord, all you. For the Lord.
Protects those who are loyal to him. But he harshly punishes
Reach out to your neighbor, say, God will protect you, loyal one.
God will protect you, loyal one.
Listen to verse 24. Got it? So, to touch your neighbor and say, the time of trouble, be strong and courageous. Folks, for some reason, I hope not, but some of you may be going through a tough time very soon, and God is giving you the guidelines how to act. If that's the case, God is giving you the guideline how to act. Why should you do this? Psalms 28, verse 7. And after that, I have one more scripture and we're going to wrap up. Would you care to read it with me? The Lord is my
strength.
I trust Him. He helps me. Are you getting the point? The Lord is my strength and my shield. So when trouble comes, I will trust Him with all my heart. Why? He helps me. And when He helps me, my heart is filled with joy. And as a result of the joy in my heart, I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Are you getting the point? I'm going to wrap up tonight with Psalms 22:24. I still have another 37 verses, but it's too long. Do you all know that it pays to be godly? Let's read. For He has not
ignored or belittled the suffering of the needy. He has not turned His back on them, but has listened to their cries for help.
Reach out to somebody closer and say, God has never ignored you.
God has never ignored you.
He has never turned His back on you.
He has never turned His back on you.
This is the God that you and I serve. So when the troubles come, beloved, instead of calling the girlfriend and the boyfriend or whatever friend, call heaven line. Scream out loud, operator, get me Jesus on the line. Cry out to Jesus. He will not ignore or belittle the suffering of the needy. Amen?
Amen.
God will never ignore you. Say to your neighbor again, God will never ignore you.
God will never ignore you.
Give me the Message Bible. I'm curious to see what the Message Bible says on this one here. I like this. Maybe you and I should read. He has never... It don't get better than this. We're wrapping up. Reach out to somebody and say, God will never let you down.
God will never let you down.
Especially in time of trouble. Stand on your feet. When troubles knock at the door, call upon God. Amen. Father God, help us to understand that You are always there at all time, every moment, in every situation. Help us not to try to figure things out in our own way, Lord, but help us to depend upon You every single moment of our lives. even in the simple things. We will acknowledge you in our ways so that you may direct our path. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.